And good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this Sunday morning. Boy, what a day at the ballpark yesterday as the Giants celebrated the World Champions, the 2012 team, in a very, very nice ceremony before the game. Well, the game then took place between the Pirates and the Giants, and Logan Webb was worthy of everybody, every pitcher, part of the 2012 team, with the game he pitched yesterday against the Pirates. The Giants win it. You've got to win all these games now. The marathon is over. We're now down to a sprint. And the Giants beat the Pirates, a team they should beat, let's face it, 2-0. 2-4-0 for the Giants. The Pirates, 0-5-1. They left 7 on base. The Giants left 9 on base again. But for Logan Webb, what a gem he pitched yesterday. And we'll talk about this 8th inning, which was just fabulous for him last night. So he gets the win. He goes to 11-5. Tyler Beede, his best friend, his officiant at his wedding, takes the loss. He goes to 1-2. Duvall came in solid closer, and just took care of the Pirates. And this Pirate team is challenged hitting. We know that. But you still have to throw strikes and quality pitches to get out of there. And Duvall had a walk, but then got everybody he had to get. And the Giants win the game 2-0. And for Duvall, that is save number 17. 38,094 at the park yesterday. And a snappy, 2 hours, 45 minutes. Anytime you can get a game under 3 hours, you're doing very well. For the Giants now, since the break, they're 7-15. In August, they're 5-6 now, and a chance to sweep the Pirates and go to 6-6 in August. And then here comes Arizona for 4, Colorado for 3, Detroit for 2. And the Giants can turn this August into something very positive here. On the season series now, the Giants are 4-1 up on the Pirates. And, of course, they've taken this series by winning the first two games and a chance, as I say, to sweep them today. Against the National League Central, they're 16-11 now. And with games against the Cubs still coming up, 3 in Wrigley, we've got the game here. They do have a couple with the Brewers, but the National League Central record could start to look a lot better for the Giants when it's all said and done. At home, still not what it should be, 31-27, but you can only play the games now on the schedule, and you just have to win a game every day and forget about everybody else. The Pirates on the road now are 21-40. Wow. And on this road trip, which will end today for them, they are 2-7. On the road trip. Now, let's talk a little bit about yesterday's game and this series so far. The Giants' pitching has been excellent. It really has been. And the Pirates' hitting has not been doing the job. Pirates are 0 for 16 with runners in scoring position. And yesterday they were 0-5 against Logan Webb, which really shut the Pirates down. But 0-16 in the first two games. Now, the Giants are not much better. Look, they won 5-3 and 2-0. They're not going to cover off the ball. And they are now 3-19 with runners in scoring position. And you got to score more runs here. I think their pitching is going to hold up. The bullpen is still a question mark. And yesterday, the way Gabe Kapler handled the game, you wonder if he had total faith in Logan Webb or he didn't have faith in the bullpen as Webb completed 8 innings yesterday. All right. Lamont Wade got it going yesterday in the first inning with a bloop double down into left field. Boy, that ball was up there a long time. And this young man, Marcano, who's got great speed, couldn't get there, and Wade got a double. Then Jock Peterson, a no-doubter, double into the gap, and Wade was home, and Giants are up 1-0 and looking like, hey, maybe this is going to turn out well. Then in next inning or two, Wade comes up, and he just blasts a home run, his 6th of the year. 108 miles an hour off the bat, and it was a legit shot into the arcade in right field over the 25-foot wall, and the Giants are up 2-0, and that was the end of the scoring in the whole game. That was it, and Logan Webb was just masterful against this young Pirate team, really exposing all the weaknesses in the Pirates. But it got to be a very dramatic 8th inning, and it's worth talking about. Webb is still out there now, and his pitch count is into the 80s, getting into the 90s now, and there's a ground ball out, And then Marcano gets a double. And then the wheels started turning. Derek Shelton puts up Van Meter. And he ends up with a walk off of Webb. And all right, now you're looking at the bullpen, and Garcia's up. Newman then comes in, and he flies out to left. All right, two out. And here's Brian Reynolds with the tying runs on base, and this is an all-star, and he's really struggled in this series defensively and offensively. And he gets a walk from Webb and a tough at bat. Webb misses, and then now they're loaded. And everybody in the world is saying, that's it for Logan Webb. Get him out. But Gabe Kapler did not do that. Gabe Kapler looked at Kai Correa. They looked at Andrew Bailey, and they left Logan Webb in there. And he took care of Ben Gamel. Bang, bang, bang. Three strikes. You're out. And that's the end of the eighth inning. And the Giants ended up winning it as Duvall, as I say, walked one in the ninth. And the Giants end up winning it 2-0. Logan Webb, eight solid innings. And that's the way starting pitchers used to pitch. Yes, they'd be tired. They'd be exhausted. But they figured out a way to get it done. And they got it done last night. Against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Wow, what a game. All right, in the wild card standings, Atlanta is 46 losses now. Phillies 50. DeGrom, a great game for the Mets last night. Another 10 strikeout game, one hit, and the Mets won it on an Alonso single, 1-0. So they've got 50 losses now for the Phillies. 52 for San Diego. They were beating Washington 3-0, and Washington, believe it or not, came back and on Darvish and the bullpen, and ended up winning 4-3. So San Diego, 52 losses. Milwaukee now, 51 losses. They did win yesterday. Wainwright went 9 for St. Louis, but Milwaukee won it in 10 innings. They've got 51, and the Giants have 57. So, and they just keep looking at that loss column. They're 5 behind San Diego in the loss column. And they do have 6 more with the Padres as the season will conclude in that first week in October. All right, what a day yesterday. All right, but we got baseball today. Time for Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and now open in Novato. Well, another young pitcher, experience-wise, goes for the Pirates today. He's a right-hander, Zach Thompson. Big guy, 6'7", 230. He was a fifth-round pick of the White Sox in 2014. Came over to the Pirates last year in the Jacob Stallings trade. Now, I saw him pitch against Arizona, 4 2/3, 5 hits, a couple of runs, kind of, again, like a Beedy, lacking that command of everything. He's 3-9 this year with a 5.08 earned run average and a 1.47 whip, which we'll talk a little bit more about. 8 stolen bases, 2 caught stealings against him. He's got 90 innings, 97 hits, 16 home runs in 90 innings. So that's a little bit over 5-6 innings where he gives up a home run. Not good. 36 walks, 62 strikeouts, not 2-1. And that's how that whip gets up to 1.47. He's 6-16 lifetime, only his 34th major league start. And the Giants did see him earlier this year. He went 4 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, a couple of homers. Gonzalez had a homer off him, and so did Jock Peterson. 5 walks and 2 strikeouts. So, boy, this is made for the Giants. You would just think so. Lefties, 232 with 7 of the home runs. And righties, 301 with 9 of the home runs. So it should be interesting to see what kind of lineup Gabe Kapler puts out there today. First pitch, like everybody else, 18 for 51. With a couple of home runs. First time through, 234, then 289, then 300. So the homers, though, 7 the first, 6 the second, and 1 the third time through. Up and down the order, Belt 1 for 1. We'll see if he plays today. Crawford 0 for 2, Estrada 0 for 1, Gonzalez with the homer 1 for 1, LaStella 1 for 2. Boy, he had a tough day at first base, didn't he, yesterday? Longoria 0 for 2. Jock Peterson 1 for 4 with a homer. Austin Wins 0 for 1. Maybe Bart will be ready today. And Yastrzemski 0 for 1. All right, for the Giants, they go to the University of Georgia, man. He's 31 years old. I think he's had a terrific season for the Giants. I really do. He's their good number 3 starter. 71 and 57 lifetime. his 187th major league start. He's 8-9 this year with a 4.17 earned run average and a whip of 1.20. Now, you take away the Dodger game, and apparently for a lot of the Giant pitchers, you have to do that. His last four games, 21 innings, three homers given up, only 13 hits, four walks, and 21 strikeouts. So Alex Wood has been pitching great. Really, in the 22 games this year, 112 innings. It's a lot of innings. You know, he's eating them up. He's going to get to about 150, I would imagine, by the end of the season, which is good today. 12 homers in 112 innings, 26 walks, and 110 strikeouts. And that's close, to, getting close to almost 5-1 there. Batting average against lefties, 206 with a homer. O'Neill Cruz is going to have trouble today. Righties, 269 with 11 of the home runs. So 8 of the 11 are solos, but the righties can do some damage. He was terrific in July, earned run average of 165. He has seen the Pirates earlier. 5 1/3, 6 hits, 4 runs, a homer, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, which was typical of Alex Wood in those days. He can go a little bit longer now. Runners in scoring position with 2 out, 378. And just in general, 295 with runners in scoring position. That has been the trouble with him of shutting it down. He's getting better. That third time through is down to 338 now with 5 homers. It was up around 400. He's pitching better ball. Pirates who've seen him, Chavis 1-for-2. Hayes, Charlie Hayes' kid is 3-for-6, but he's got a bad back. Newman 1-for-4, Reynolds 4-for-10, and Van Meter 1-for-1. So that is the look at this matchup today, Zach Thompson and Alex Wood. In baseball today, the Padres, Snell against Washington, Espino for the Phillies and Mets. It is Wheeler for the Phillies, and for the Mets, it is Bassett today. And the Dodgers go for number 13 in a row with Tyler Anderson. And Milwaukee, it's Aaron Ashby. He doesn't win very often. And Michaelis for the Cardinals today. So we've got good baseball action. All right, the professor is next right here. KNBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.